She was born in the South to parents she describes as hippies. And when they divorced, Madeleine Peyrou and her mother moved to France, where she began singing jazz and pop on the streets of Paris. Later this month, Madeleine will release her first new album in a couple of years, Anthem, a record that she describes as consciously not too preachy songs with both political and personal glimpses into her world. Madeleine Peyrou performs in Cincinnati at Ludlow Theater on Saturday, September 29th. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, and on the other end of the phone is Ms. Madeleine Peyrou. Madeleine, welcome.
Hi, Elaine. Thank you very much.
Where are we finding you right now?
Speaking to you from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York.
New York.
And you've been touring since spring with the new record coming out soon?
I have. We've been gradually adding these new songs into the show. But this month I'm on break in Brooklyn in the summer heat of August. And we're just putting together our rehearsals and getting ready for the new show.
Yeah, and you're pretty much on the road for the rest of the year as well, including that stop in Cincinnati. You've played Cincinnati before, haven't you?
Only once, I think, and not as often as I'd like. But there are so many places in Ohio, actually, that I discover, it seems, every time. I have some family that lives in various little towns, too, in Ohio. And I always sort of am kind of fascinated with the variety in that state.
Well,
I think we've played Kent State, and I also know of Yellow Springs, and because the university that used to be there, I think my dad taught there for a while.
Well, it's kind of the hippie capital, so if your dad was a hippie, that would make sense.
Okay, well, my story's consistent, isn't it?
Well, we're awfully glad to get you back in Cincinnati. Sidebar, I used to work for the big AAA station here in town, WNKU, and you were a staple. We played you all the time, and people around here love your music.
Oh, that's really exciting to hear. I would love to be able to come into Cincinnati and feel like I could make a connection with a local audience, because that's usually my most favorite feeling, is to be able to get some kind of personal connection with somebody in the place where I visit. And obviously, that's mostly just going to happen during the couple of hours that I'm on stage, because the rest of the time I'm basically traveling.
Right.
not necessarily getting to see anything of the places that I go, you know, but just basically moving, whether it's a car or a bus or a train or a plane.
No grass growing under your feet. Well, let's talk about the new record. Why the title Anthem?
So Anthem is a track on the record. It's a song written by Leonard Cohen that encompasses, I think, the context of the rest of the songs on the record that are, save one, that are all original songs that I wrote with a group of writers. So there were five of us in a room together over the course of about a year and a half. During the year of the presidential campaigns in 2016 and in 2017, in the middle of the year last year, I started saying, you know, we started planning to record this.
Is that a new writing process for you, to work with a set group of writers like that?
Yes, it was definitely a new thing to walk into a room with five people and to start from scratch. And, you know, it wasn't that unnerving for anybody else. I think they'd all done it several times in various scenarios for a long time. And a couple of these guys I think of as kind of career songwriters, too. So it was an interesting, eclectic group of different kinds of people. Everybody played, everybody is a musician in that room as well. And it was like having a rhythm section that also doubled as, songwriters that also double as a rhythm section. And there, you know, Larry Klein came in, for example, one day with this beautiful bass line that was kind of intricate, that became the sort of subtext for the song on the record called Lullaby. Or there was another time where it just became kind of they're calling it like a New Yorkian groove. That became a song called Honey Party that I ended up coming up with some lyrics the next day and the melody. And so pretty much everything kind of was organically sprung out of us all being in the room together. But in the past, I've only worked kind of one-on-one with another songwriter. So it was fun this way. It was a lot of fun, but it was also, I think, kind of all the more rich, you know, that I wasn't necessarily just, there was no goal involved. We didn't actually plan to make a record. You know, we were just sitting around trying to write. And I guess that's more helpful, because then everything that was going on in the world around us bubbled up to the surface. And I think that the emotions that we were all feeling within various scenarios. For me, it felt like because there was a group of people in a room, it also was almost like there are some things that are obviously happening in the world to all of us. And that becomes politics. I mean, because that general sense of the word politics, that's what it is. It's mm-hmm. what we can all say we're all dealing with at the same time.
We're talking with Madeline Peyrou. She is one of those artists who defy categorization. She performs jazz, blues, standards. And you've always had a vintage sound, Madeline, even, you know, when you were very young. And no one who listens to your music will be surprised to hear that Billie Holiday was a huge influence on you. You wrote so eloquently about Billie on the 100th anniversary of her birth. You said that her music and her songs forced you to face your own fears and tragedies. Can you talk a little bit about Billie Holiday's deep influence on your music?
Yeah. So I think one of the things that about Billie Holiday that is striking is her dramatic character. Is that within this incredible context of, I think, reinventing the way that a torch song is sung, she's also created the space for drama that was not, I think the tragedy and drama and, you know, the depth of tragedy, meaning that you have to go through some kind of a change during the course of the story. I think she pioneered, in a way, in pop music by taking these pop songs, many of them reinventing many of their melodies and phrasing and stuff like that, but even more so reinventing kind of their strengths and their power, because they were not that great before, you know, not very deep necessarily the way they were written. Mm-hmm. And yet she found a way to turn them into this sort of dramatic persona. Yeah, I hope that is articulate enough.
It was incredibly articulate. Thank you for that. It's Madeline Peyrou, and you're out on the road for the new album, Anthem. Who's touring with you, Madeline? Who's in your band?
So we are a quintet. Everyone lives in New York City. Graham Hawthorne on the drums, Paul Frazier on the bass, Greg Fine on guitar, and Andy Ezrin on many keyboards.
And of course, yourself on guitar.
Yeah, that's correct.
What's your favorite acts these days, Madeline?
I'm playing two little guys. I've got the Martin, which is a new Martin. I used to have a vintage Martin, but that couldn't survive the road, which made me rethink, can I survive the road? So I got this new one with the idea, well, maybe I can survive the road with this guy. So I've got this beautiful standard, kind of a reissue of vintage style Martins. And I also play what's called by some a gilele. So it's the body of a ukulele tuned to the range of a requinto, I think. But it's basically like a guitar in a different key.
It's Madeline Peyrou. Her extraordinary journey is one of the music industry's most compelling. 8 albums and 22 years into it, Ms. Peyrou continues to challenge the confines of jazz, venturing into the fertile fields of contemporary music with unfading curiosity. And she'll bring it all to Ludlow Garage on Saturday, September 29th. For a link to ticket information and more information about Madeline and her music, visit our website, wvxu.org. Madeline, as they say, we'll see you in September.
I can't wait. Thank you so much, Elaine.
Thanks for talking to us. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.